This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us on the radio waves here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 as we launch into the third hour of this edition of Free Talk Live. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything. And again, Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Daryl.
Now, Vincent, you're new to the show. You're actually new to the Keene area. You've moved here to go to school at Keene State College. You've spent a lot of time in New Hampshire, although originally you were born to a French mother from Quebec.
Yes.
Though she was in the United States, you hold what they call dual citizenship.
Yes, I do.
Now, are you worried that Donald Trump is going to kick you out of the United States if he's elected?
You know, if I get a stipend for all my stuff, like if they have an evaluator who evaluates the value of all my things, then I'd be fine to be kicked back to Canada because, you know, the American dollar currently is really beating out the Canadian dollar, and, you know, I could afford more things. And I could
hold on, so why would they give you money for your things?
Well, so I don't get, you know, I don't get angry and violent to defend my property if they do kick me out. But I was born here.
Well, I think they'll let you take your stuff with you.
But what I lose, you know, I mean, what I lose from, you know, losing my citizenship here in the U.S., like, you know, travel costs and things like that. I'll bring libertarianism to Canada.
Well, when you get deported, they generally, you know, they'll put you on the plane. So they don't make you buy your own plane ticket.
No kidding. They actually cover the cost of the deportation.
That's my understanding.
Yeah, that's how I heard of it too. But yeah, I'm not worried about that. It's, you know, whoever has to come and deport me has to be worried about that.
Right. So like, if they made you pay for your own deportation, you could just delay it inevitably. I don't have the money for
stay in the airport.
I don't have the money for a ticket. Yeah, well, somebody being deported. That was somebody that he was going on vacation, and while he was in the air, his country, like, dissolved because of civil war, and so his documents were no longer valid, and so he couldn't leave the airport to take the connecting flight. He couldn't leave the airport to go outside because you got to go through customs. And when your documents aren't valid, well, you either wind up living in the airport or you ask Vladimir Putin to grant you asylum because that's where the United States government forced you to stay.
So you're not the only person who would describe themselves as a libertarian who's supporting Donald Trump.
Now, Walter Block.
Walter Block. It seems like Lou Rockwell has been excusing Donald Trump for a few months now. Vincent, so, I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but would you describe yourself as a libertarian?
You know, I'm still young, so I'm deciding, you know, I have to live my life a bit and see.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
18, okay.
But, yeah, I'd say I am. I've taken a look at, I've had a bunch of different, you know, like, I've looked at a bunch of different ideologies from my short so far life, and I think the best one is libertarianism, and I don't see myself changing that view. You know, libertarianism, ANCAP, you know, I've been arguing, but I don't see myself...
ANCAP being anarcho-capitalist.
Yeah, but I
don't... An anarchist combined with a capitalist. Now, I mean, are you somebody who subscribes to the non-aggression principle?
I'd say so,
the belief that people, that you should not advocate force to achieve political or social goals?
Yes.
Okay. But obviously Donald Trump doesn't subscribe to that, right? So you're picking him as a lesser of the evils. What's your motivation for not only voting for Trump, but actually wearing the hat? I mean, because that's a different level, right? Like, if you're going to kind of hold your nose and vote for somebody that you think is the lesser of the evils, that's one thing. But you're actually an advocate for Trump to some extent.
Yeah, I am, because for several reasons. One, I don't think the country could afford 4 years of Clinton in terms of, like, our civil liberties and just as a whole. Absolutely not with Clinton. The hat, I got it as somewhat of a statement at the time because...
Hipsters for Trump? You're wearing it ironically?
I mean, because...
He doesn't look like a hipster, does he?
He doesn't, but, you know, so maybe he's out-hipstering the hipsters to where he's rejecting... He's rejecting the hipster stereotype of wearing flannel and having the big bushy beard.
Okay.
I almost brought my flannel today, actually, and I shaved recently. But anyway, aside from that, this isn't the official hat because I didn't want to...
I didn't know you wanted to admit that on the air. No, that's even more interesting.
I got this for $5 on Amazon. I didn't want to fork over $25 for the real thing. This was made in China.
You could be deported just because of that. I mean, because if you look at Trump, he's saying that he wants to force American manufacturers to come back to the United States.
Well, not necessarily.
Right, but the
force,
company in China that made that hat, they weren't going to otherwise do business in the United States.
Yeah, but he may try to prohibit Chinese imports. I mean, who knows?
This well, it's not force as in like sending, you know, sending a group of armed men. It's just making, you know, in a way it is for, well, in a certain way, one could say it's forcing by making conditions less favorable to go to China by putting like a tariff or something.
Yeah.
But
if you don't pay the tariffs, we'll be put in a prison cell.
Okay, yes. But not as in saying you physically can't come here. You know, you have to pay the tariffs.
But, of course, the likelihood that Donald Trump is really going to have any kind of an effect on these matters is pretty unlikely. I mean,
right,
he's just talking to get elected.
Right, and you've got to remember that
you
things
don't cut
have to
Chinese
go
products.
Through Congress.
Right.
And if you're making a libertarian case for Trump, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but there's probably a libertarian case for Hillary as well.
None of these are libertarians, so how you can make a libertarian case for either of them, I don't understand.
Well, what I will say is if you look at the presidency of Hillary's husband, Bill, the budget actually, you know, wound up decreasing.
Well, that's because there's Congress, too, if Newt Gingrich.
Right. Right. So if Hillary winds up getting elected and there's a Republican-controlled Congress, maybe the Republicans will support small government again.
Ah, right. Because
if the Republicans control Congress and Donald is the president, it's just going to be George Bush all over again,
right,
where the debt just, you know, skyrockets.
I'm about to mention Paul Ryan, so get that dump box ready. I think things have become different.
What has become different?
Oh, they've become different. There's now the USA Patriot Act that didn't exist during the Bill Clinton administration.
I'm trying to with like Republicans now. I mean, they're, you know, people call them cuckservatives for a reason. You know, I mean, and that really opened my eyes because
I don't know what that reason is. I hear the alt-right use the term.
The deplorables, you mean?
I think you mean less miserables.
The less miserable.
Les miserables.
Hold that thought. We can come back to the discussion here. We got Chris on the line. He's in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to make a point about this discussion you guys are having. First of all, I am a Trump supporter. I did vote Gary Johnson back in 2012. He was a whole different guy back then. He's obviously been paid off. I describe myself as a libertarian, but unfortunately, and the only reason I voted for him is because Ron Paul endorsed him in 2012, and I knew he does not support Trump, but Ron Paul is a purist, so...
Ron Paul endorsed Gary Johnson?
Back in 2012, he did. That's why I voted for
him. Why do I feel like he endorsed the Constitution Party guy?
I don't recall him having
endorsed anybody
in 2012.
Ron Paul endorsed Gary Johnson, and that's why I voted for him. I wrote in Ron Paul in 2008. All I'm saying is this sounds like a discussion that libertarians need to understand that this party has been hijacked. Have you ever seen an election before where the libertarian candidate is going to draw more votes from the people that support Hillary than they do drawing votes from the Republican Party this time?
Libertarians generally draw just a little bit more from Democrats than Republicans, actually. Exit polling that has been done consistently over the years shows that libertarians generally will, quote-unquote, draw about 27% of their votes from Democrats, about 22% from Republicans.
But yet people consider
and the remainder say that they would not have voted if the Libertarian were not running.
Yeah, but yeah, for some reason, and I think it's because of the infiltration of the party, people seem to believe that the libertarians lean right, or whatever that means.
Correct.
But hang on, Chris, if you want to talk about why you're voting for Trump this time around, we'd love to hear that. And Vincent could probably use the backup. 855-450-FREE will continue, and you can share your thoughts as well. This is Free Talk Live.
You think that you're rescuing them, but honestly, they're going to end up rescuing you. You don't know what they've gone through, and they're not going to be perfect. And they are so happy that you are taking a chance on them to be a part of your family. I urge you to go down to your local shelters, pounds, dog rescues, foundations, you name it, and rescue a dog. Once you get your rescue dog, you should definitely order some DinoVite. Go online and order it. DinoVite.com. DinoVite. It's awesome stuff. 90 days of DinoVite will make your dog a happy dog. It will help them with their overall health. You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills. DinoVite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free to join us on the radio. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree awaits you. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com and watch the feature-length documentary film there that was the first-ever movie shot by the Liberty community, Liberty activists up here, shot and edited here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, about our friend Derek J. Freeman, who was arrested on video 5 times in a one-year time frame, and we caught it all on video and made it really entertaining documentary about it. You can check it out at your leisure. Watch it whenever you want, free, over at victimlesscrimespree.com. But, of course, the holiday season is coming up fast, and you might be looking for a gift for your loved ones this holiday season. There's the Derek J's Victimless Crimes Free Director's Cut DVD, which makes a fantastic gift, and it's less than $10 anywhere you can find it. So it's available through Amazon, Walmart, as well as maybe your local video store. Local video store actually has it here in Keene. I can't guarantee anybody else has it. Do video stores even exist?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Anywhere else?
Sometimes.
There's a store here called Bull Moose, and I guess it's a regional chain in New England, mostly in Maine, but they opened a store in Keene, so I approached them as the executive producer of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, and actually it was pretty easy to convince them to take the movie for their shelves. You can actually walk in to a physical store and purchase Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, and amazingly, they've actually managed to price it less than Amazon. So you can actually buy the physical copy for less in real life if you live here in Keene, New Hampshire. Otherwise, check out order.victimlesscrimespree.com. You get one delivered right to your door. And I believe it does qualify for free Super Saver shipping. Let's go to back to Chris in Indiana. Oh, Daryl?
Right. So in the last segment, Chris said that Ron Paul endorsed Gary Johnson
in 2012.
I am trying to find anything saying that he did. I see an article from Slate dated October 15th, 2012, where it said it is still unclear whether Ron Paul will endorse the Libertarian candidate as he has in years past. There are other things dated September where he had said that he's not endorsing anyone.
Said Gary Johnson endorsed Ron Paul in 2012, apparently, is according to one headline here in the search that I'm looking at. But I don't know if there's any evidence it went the other direction. Chris, you seem pretty certain of it, though.
Well, I saw him on I forget what show it was, but he's like, if you vote for anyone, vote for Gary Johnson. So that was why I said that.
That's
I
mean, not he made really it, an endorsement.
Because isn't he
Remember, it was a big story that Ron Paul did not endorse Romney, but his son did.
Right.
And Ron Paul said, if you're going to vote for anybody, vote for Gary Johnson. But he didn't come out with some big formal endorsement.
Well, then that's different.
Thing.
Okay, so like if
he said, if you're going to vote for anybody, vote for Gary Johnson.
Right, so, but if I say Gary Johnson is the lesser of the four evils, that's not an endorsement. That's not the same thing.
Right.
An endorsement is to say, this is my man. I fully, you know, support the things that he says, or at the very least, I support him on more than, you know, what I don't support him on, and I feel enough of a connection to him to give him my endorsement. That's something you have to overtly give, I think,
yes.
As opposed to just, yeah, if I had to vote, I'd vote for Gary Johnson.
Right. So he gave tacit support,
yeah,
but not, you know, overt support.
But let's fast forward to today, Chris, where you are now a Trump supporter and you were telling us why.
All right. I got a bullet list here. It's not too long, but first of all, he's totally against political correctness, which you guys should be fully in support of to keep your show going, because you can say whatever you want. He's fully in support of that. And the mainstream media
actually supported, you know, like a right-wing version of political correctness.
Sounds to me like he wants to keep people out of the country, so I wouldn't say that that's someone who fully supports, you know, any kind of
level
of
freedom. Hold on a second. You think that we're the only country? We are the most open-armed country in the entire world. You think you can go over to Japan and have a kid? You think you go down to Mexico and have a kid? They would laugh at you and throw you into
actually,
forced labor camp
Uruguay
for 2 years.
Is the most welcoming country in the world at
right?
the moment. Yes.
Now, why is that?
Uruguay officially has open borders. They
really?
Officially have an open borders policy. So for the people that say, a country can't exist with open borders, is Uruguay not
why
a country?
Why do we have countries, Ben? Why do we have countries? Why do we have countries, Ben?
Countries are a terrible idea. They keep people hating one another. They give politicians a reason to, you know, divide and conquer.
Are you alleging
you
that
realize
Uruguay,
that what you guys
sir,
want to have
are you alleging
is what
that Uruguay
happened,
does
you know,
not
if,
exist?
If there were no borders, all you would have is a Napoleon Bonaparte come in, pull a false flag, and take over everything, and then create borders again. Your idea will never work.
Okay,
answer the question, yes or no, does Uruguay exist? Is there not a, you know, government
Uruguay
for
exists.
The country of Uruguay?
Of course Uruguay exists. Down in South America, they've won a couple World Cups.
Okay, so the claim that a country cannot exist with an open borders policy is proven false by the fact that Uruguay exists.
Yeah, of course it's okay, but why would anyone want to go there? What benefits do they have? You can't have no baby for free there. You can't have no baby for free there. You can't have no baby for free there.
You can't
That's
have
why
no
you think
babies
all these people
for
are coming
free.
Up here?
So now
what
you're
the
talking,
hell does that mean?
They want the
a welfare
gives.
State.
Yeah, Mo gives.
He's saying people
Mo
don't
gives.
Want to go to Uruguay because Uruguay doesn't have a welfare state. That's a reason for me to want to move there.
Well, I've never heard they don't have a welfare state. Is there any truth to that statement?
That's his claim.
Well, okay. I don't know if he knows anything about it.
With the whole wall deal with Trump, I slightly disagree. Just take away the welfare. You take away the incentive of all these illegals coming up here in the first place.
Well, Donald Trump didn't talk about taking away the
That's
welfare,
the wall.
Did he?
That's
yeah, but he's not
wall.
Talking about that, is he? He's not talking about getting rid of welfare, right?
He's talking about building a physical wall.
Well, I think at this point, politically...
He would give away. He's not going to touch it because they're already calling him racist enough. Why would... He's talking about
why would he talk
taxes?
About getting rid of welfare? There's a bunch of poor white people who are going to vote for him who are probably on welfare, and he doesn't want to alienate those votes.
I think it's like it's easier for poor him
xenophobes.
To say, it's easier for him to say that, like politically easier for him to, you know, say build the wall than it would be to, okay, everyone, we're getting rid of all welfare, even Social Security.
Sure, because building the wall appeals to people's xenophobia and their fear, whereas advocating getting rid of Social Security or getting rid of welfare will you know, use fear against him, essentially. It'll make people afraid to vote for him because they don't want to lose their benefits. And so, of course, he's not going
to.
Even if he believes in getting rid of welfare, he wouldn't say it.
Well, what this all comes down to, and he's well aware of this, and he doesn't say it because obviously it would make him sound racist, which it all comes down to white genocide that he's well aware of. Why is it the only countries in the entire world that illegal immigrants and all these other people are coming into is white countries? It's because the globalists. He said it in his speech, Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo. The only reason why he says that type of stuff, it's like getting, he's sending messages.
Well, actually, I'm pretty sure Mexico was one of the highest countries. Chris, I forget, didn't you have the list, Daryl, one night of the countries that were like the highest expatriated countries in the world?
The destination countries for expats.
Wasn't
Mexico
number one or something like that?
They were top five.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, the top five did not ring my bell as like all white countries or anything like that. That sounds like a bunch of BS.
Well, I think he's talking about recent things, like the, you know, European refugee crisis. I don't know.
Well, no, we're talking about just pure immigration. That's pure what Chris was saying, was that there's... Well, anyway, we'll come back with
that's
more
like
here.
That's official,
hold that
yeah.
thought. It's Free Talk Live.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Of course, you can join us and bring up anything you want to discuss. We were talking about Trump, which led to, of course, discussing immigration with our last caller, claiming that there was some sort of, which was a ridiculous claim, white genocide, and then went on to say that white people are leave, or that that immigrants are coming into white countries more than any other. And I don't know about that. According to the InterNations study, the top 10 destinations for expatriates from around the globe, purportedly, don't include too many white-sounding countries. Taiwan, number one. Number two, Malta. Number three, Ecuador. Number four, Mexico. Number five, New Zealand. Six, Costa Rica. And then Australia. There's plenty of white people there, I imagine. Austria, number eight. Number nine, Luxembourg. And 10, Czech Republic. So of the top five, only New Zealand really strikes me as the a white country.
I think hobbits are white.
I can't interpret what he's saying, but I think what he was going on about was undocumented people coming in.
Like not just immigration. Well, so you can't help the whole talking world. About a specific type of immigration.
It's ridiculous.
Where people are saying these immigration laws are too time-consuming and too costly, so I'm just going to jaywalk across the border.
At least the caller was right in that welfare is the real problem and that needs to be eliminated.
Welfare is part of the problem. And see, this is the thing. When people talk about, you know, these quote-unquote illegal immigrants or undocumented immigrants, whatever term you want to use, they have this weird Schrodinger's cat sort of theory about them. So they're both coming here to take the welfare and they're taking your job. Well, they're only going to take one of those two things, not both. Which is it?
Well, if we could get rid of the welfare, then at the very least it would be people who are trying to make a better life for themselves who are coming here. But you would still find the xenophobia. I suspect that even if tomorrow you woke up and there was no more welfare state, there would still be people clamoring for a wall because of xenophobia.
If you go back and you look at the history of immigration laws, specifically the ones that restrict
the
immigration.
Go back to the Chinese.
The first one was the Chinese Exclusion Act. Yeah. And then there were laws to prohibit the Irish and then the Italians. And there's always some kind of, it's the boogeyman.
Mm-hmm.
It's always them coming to change us.
So let's go to Daryl, not you, Daryl, but a different Daryl in Austin, Texas, listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Daryl in Austin.
Hello, I heard you mentioned that Uruguay has open borders. Well, my wife, who I recently married, is from Uruguay.
Oh.
And what she told me was that, you know, that when I get down there, since I'm married to her, it'd be very easy for me to become a Uruguayan citizen and get a passport from them.
Excellent.
Yeah, which is kind of interesting. And what's really interesting about Uruguay is people in Uruguay are not happy with their government right now because they instituted an income tax a few years ago. Uruguay did not have an income tax until a few years ago. I don't know when, but she said it's been very recent.
I do find myself wondering more about Uruguay. I did not realize that about them. I knew that our friend Derek J. Freeman, star of Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree, actually spent his winter down there. So it was summer in Uruguay when it was winter here. And so he and his boyfriend Steven went there and looked like they had an absolute blast.
My wife grew up, I think, near Montevideo, which is the capital. And,
yep, that's where they were.
Yeah, and the fact is that, because of her, I've met other Uruguayan people, and they're really nice. And what's really interesting, since I'm, you know, drive for the rideshare companies here, I've called before on that.
Oh, yeah.
I've talked to people from South America, like Argentina, and the minute I mentioned that my wife is from Uruguay, their attitude towards me changes in a more positive way because, you know, I'm not just some white guy. I'm married to somebody from South America. So their view of me is more, you know, kind of friendly type thing. So
why did she leave? Why is she no longer in Uruguay?
Well, first off, for somebody from Uruguay to come to the United States, all they have to do is show the passport and get stamped up to like so many months, and they can stay. So people from Uruguay are free to come and go to the United States all they want. No visa, no nothing. So she came here to immigrate and to hopefully go to college. The opportunities here are better in the United States than they are in Uruguay.
Mm-hmm.
Uruguay's laws are more restrictive on businesses and stuff. Their answer to stop cab drivers from getting robbed is, hey, have them carry guns. That'll stop them from getting robbed. No, their answer is, hey, you know, turn the cabs into like little fortresses that, you know, protect the cab drivers, which doesn't work.
Mm.
And, you know, so there's little things like that, I think it's U.S. has a better economy than Uruguay. Granted, Uruguay's population is about a little bit over 2 million people. Half of them live in the Montevideo area. The other thing is,
that's not a very large population.
No.
Right. Uruguay's not a very large place either.
Yes. And also what's really funny is that if their economy was a more of a free market and they got rid of their income tax, they probably would have a better economy. And, of course, usually it's governments that destroy economies. because they get in the way.
Daryl, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We got Ian. He is on the line in China. Ian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Wes, I'm in a country where people are not clamoring to get in.
Well, people from North Korea sure as hell would love to get in, I'll tell you that.
Yes.
Now, that's true. And in China, if you're an illegal immigrant, they don't put you on a bus or send you where you want to go. They beat the shit out of you.
To drop it, so hopefully I got to that in time. I think I did. Just a reminder, we are on broadcast radio, and you can't say that word. So, sorry about that. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I don't know. I mean, I've heard they'll just send you back to North Korea, where the North Korean guards will.
That's if you come from North Korea.
Right. We'll beat the S out of you.
If you come from, say, India or Nepal or, you know, somewhere else, yeah, they might beat you. And, again, that's probably, you know, the street justice thing, not the this is what's on the books of what happens. But, you know, I'm just speculating there because I don't know.
So Uruguay population 3.4 million, a little bit larger than the 2 million originally cited there.
Now, I think he was saying that the 2 million is the population around Montevideo, which
of the
is
capital.
The capital.
Okay.
Take a look at the people per square kilometer or mile or however to see if it's...
Yeah, I mean, it looks bigger, I mean, just on the map than, like, New Hampshire or something like that, but... Anyway, we can do a little more digging on what things are like over there.
I do have some info on the tax structure.
Sure.
Down there. Income and holding, and this comes from internationalliving.com. They say income and holdings from outside of Uruguay are not taxed and, in fact, not even disclosed. Uruguay has strong laws on tax secrecy as well as banking secrecy. So what's reported in Uruguay stays
in Uruguay.
In Uruguay. They do a value-added tax. They do have property taxes. The municipal property tax runs from 0.25% to 1.2% of the market value of the property. They also have a school tax. Income tax for individuals. Now, this is interesting. Personal income taxes on wages or fees as an independent worker is only paid on income generated within Uruguay on an amount over roughly $8,600 per year.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free, with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but we've got enough time for you. If you join us now at 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Uruguay has a stated policy of welcoming foreign nationals who wish to come and live in the country. According to UruguayRelocate.com, there's no immigration quota, nor does Uruguay's immigration authority discretionally reject applications. It is so basically they're going to approve you,
yes.
Essentially. It is not required the applicant invest in the country either. As long as the applicant meets the requirements listed below, permanent resident status is always granted. An important thing to bear in mind is Uruguay will issue permanent residency to applicants who can actually show they spend time in the country as opposed to simply filing for residency and leaving without returning. Once you become a permanent resident, there's no longer a requirement to spend time in the country, and you will lose your resident status only if you stay abroad for more than 3 years. During the approximately 6 to 12 months that it takes to obtain permanent residency, you need to show intent to reside in the country, meaning you should spend most of that period in Uruguay, although not the whole time, and you may enter and exit the country as you wish. If you only spend just above half the time in the country during the application process, you must show you intend to reside in Uruguay through additional means. If after residency you wish to obtain Uruguayan citizenship, and a second passport, you need to wait 3 years if you're married or 5 years if you're single. The period starts to run from the moment you arrived in Uruguay to file for residency, and you need to spend at least 6 months out of each of those 3 to 4 or 5 years in the country to obtain the citizenship. So basically what they're saying is as long as you live there most of the time, you can become a permanent resident.
If you want to.
They need a birth certificate, a marriage certificate, which is optional, a police record, which proves that one has a clean police record, you must obtain from the country of birth. Well, I guess I'll fail on that one. Proof
again,
of income.
That's only if you're wanting to get residency. in Uruguay.
As opposed to just living there.
Right.
And that's not necessarily open borders either. It's just very lax border policy.
Interesting.
Or, you know, immigration policy.
And they do want proof of income as well.
By saying that there's no quotas on how many people are allowed into the country, most people would say that's open borders.
Well, so please read the part about the criminal record then.
Well, he's saying this is for permanent residency.
That's for if you want citizenship or permanent residency.
Residency is different than inhabitancy, if you will. So you can inhabit a place without being a resident in it. So to be a resident would mean that you could, register a car or something like that?
Things along those lines. And, the U.S. will, tell people, nope, you're not allowed to come here for this reason. And a lot of times, foreign governments will say, you're not allowed to go to the United States because, you're a single attractive Russian lady, and single attractive Russian ladies tend to wind up getting American husbands, and we need single attractive Russian ladies in Russia, so you can't go.
So, let's go to the phones, to the fun. Someone calling themselves Hung Like... I don't know if this is supposed to be Jesus or Jeus. It's spelled J-E-U-S. Calling from church. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Here's a novel idea. Why do you mean the Free State Project in Uruguay? You want to change the world, Daryl W. Perry? How many people in Keene would care if you moved?
Are you going to pay for me to relocate?
Nope. I'm just asking you a question. How many people...
And I'm asking you a question. If you want me to move somewhere, pay for it.
You didn't answer the question. That's the answer.
Yeah, this is James.
I did answer your question, you angry little troll.
You've called me things that I'm not, and you're lucky you're calling me getting away. Just call me a troll, you fat pig. You're a loser.
You are angry, and you say things trying to get a response. That is called a troll.
I think Vincent had a question for...
Could you prove you're not a troll empirically?
I don't think he wants to answer.
Silence.
Doesn't have anything to say to that. Did you hear the question, James?
He's looking at what...
Am I on the air?
You are on the air. Vincent has a question for you.
Hey, Daryl W. Perry, you've accused me of wanting to commit genocide and eliminate all Muslims from the planet Earth when I never used any of the words you said that I used. And you don't apologize to me, and you call me
angry. I apologize to you three damn times in the same night, you angry man.
He must be too drunk to realize it. Thanks for the call.
What I said is, if I misinterpreted something that you said, I apologize for doing so.
Right.
That's an apology. Look up the definition. There's this thing called a dictionary.
I don't think
use one.
Yeah, I mean, I had apologized to him at one time, and it didn't get me anywhere. And
I know.
It turned out what I apologized for, I was actually wrong about, because he had told me that he didn't have
three
DUIs, and that he only had one, and that I should apologize. And so I took his word for it, and I apologized to him.
But that wasn't good enough.
No, but then later I found out that there are three separate DUI arrest records for him, and so I think that I determined that he was lying to me to get me to apologize to him. So I came out with the information that he's had three of them, and now he's mad and claiming he's only had one, even though there's three records of them, and so on and so forth.
Well, isn't memory loss a symptom of chronic alcoholism?
Of too much drinking?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Yep, as well as the red face, too. I don't know if James has the red face yet.
I don't know.
I don't care. Yeah, I don't really care either. But, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. The funny thing is, we would never talk about James if he didn't call into the show. But for whatever reason, he just loves this. He loves to continue to call and demand apologies as though he's ever going to get one. And also threaten violence, because that's like his new thing, is to actually just go right out, just come right out and threaten violence.
Yeah, he calls Cantwell's show, too, and it's just as lame.
Does he threaten Cantwell as
well? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. He same threat, same thing of smashing the face in.
Oh, yeah.
We're part of a smash face club, all of us. Cause it was the same thing.
Well, yeah, if he ever comes to Keene, it'll be a mass murder, apparently. He'll just kill all the radio hosts in Keene, New Hampshire.
Well, don't worry. Dave from New York is getting a GoFundMe to go and find James and teach him a lesson.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't trust a GoFundMe, but I will offer my services. I'm a paid videographer. I will go and videotape that for free.
You better be careful. You might smash your camera and then smash your face with it.
Oh, Dave got me covered.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, Dave will. He'll bust out some wrestling moves on James from Arizona.
All right. Is there going to be a special guest referee?
I think they tried to get Cantwell to be the referee. Well, Cantwell said he'll hold Dave's hand as he. I can't repeat on the radio what Dave is going to do to James, but he'll hold his hand while it happens.
So something I wanted to talk about tonight with you, Vincent, was this news out of Montreal about a pit bull ban, and we don't have really enough time to get into the details on that here this evening. So let's get back to Trump. You were talking about, you had started talking about why you supported Trump, and you never really got to why you're disillusioned or at least somewhat disillusioned with something about him. So let's jump into that now because we had the other guy call about Trump and that kind of distracted us.
Okay, so I'll say this. Despite my reluctance to, in New Hampshire, I'm going to vote Republican all down the line. All the people in the primary I wanted to win lost, okay? I wanted Jim Rubens and I wanted Frank Attleblue, but both of them lost. And now I have these two less than favorable, Chris Sununu and Kelly Ayotte. But I'm going to vote for both of them because the alternative, I do not want Hassan in the Senate, and I do not want whoever Van Ostern is. Okay, so I'm going to be voting Republican down the line. And so with Donald Trump, I'm more enthusiastic for him. I still am enthusiastic for him.
Why not vote Libertarian? There's going to be Libertarian candidates in the Senate race, as well as the
Governor.
Representative, I believe, the U.S. Rep.
You're gonna hate me. You're gonna hate me for this, but if it was like a three-way race and there's a Libertarian, you know, versus a Republican, versus a Democrat, and there's equal ways, I'd vote for the Libertarian. But I just and I'm not trying to be.
There is a three-way race.
An equal three-way race
for governor.
Versus a chance.
It's equal. The Libertarian, if enough people vote for him, will be elected governor.
If
4% of the people vote for the Libertarian for either governor or U.S. Senate, then the Libertarian Party gets ballot access in 2 years.
Which means that they don't have to spend thousands of dollars trying to attain that ballot access.
Correct.
The next time around.
Okay, I'll entertain the idea, but this is I'll stick back to Trump. So with Trump, I don't want to sound partisan, but I just. You know, it's a lesser of two evils in terms
that's
of new parties.
That's a new
parties.
You know,
that's
the French pronunciation of partisan. Partisan.
Yes, yes. Okay, French.
That's from Partesia.
Yes.
Sorry, that's okay.
Is Partesia in Quebec?
No, I've never heard of a place called Partesia in Quebec. What I've become disillusioned with Trump is, and it's him so, I mean, he's not, I don't see him taking away our liberties as much as Hillary Clinton.
Unless you're a Muslim or an immigrant or
I don't see him taking,
the next group that he decides to target.
Well, of American citizens, I don't see him taking away American citizens. When people talk about the rights he's going to take away
for
people who are outside, people outside
for people
the U.S.
that he believes might possibly be terrorists will not be allowed to have guns because he does support.
Yes, that I disagree with him with. But,
right, and those are American citizens.
I can't
citizens.
Be curious. Yeah, I know. That is one thing I disagree with, but I can't be purist about that. I can't afford to be purist about that with who he's facing against. And, the possibility of having a four years of Hillary Clinton in office is something
Hillary's going to win New Hampshire regardless of who you vote for. Yes.
All right, well, that's New Hampshire.
Hey, we'll have to rehash this. We've got four more weeks before the election.
Oh, yeah, I'll be back.
We'll be back. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.